A short wall topped with lantern-bearing pylons separated the amphitheater's descending seats from the outer grounds, and he had yet to advance past it, for the uproarious laughter of the crowd repulsed him. He leaned against the wall in the twilight, frowning at the players who walked the garishly lit stage below. It would have been gracious to excuse the people of Kanesh for failing to mark this day with proper reverence. The struggle had occurred a realm away, after all. But he was not in a forgiving mood. 2 years before, hundreds of the best and brightest of all five realms had perished, snatching victory from certain annihilation. Under the leadership of Commander Rennick, assisted by the tactical brilliance of Nalar, the sorcerous might of Rialla, and the far-seeing eyes of the fierce Koai, the Altenerai had driven back an immense Naor army that had marched into the heart of the fragments. Yet here they were, no parades featuring veterans, no banners marking gratitude, and no songs spilling out to the spirits of heroes, just an unrelated farce to divert the masses. On stage, two men crept with exaggerated care past a sentry walking with a spear. One of the stealthy pair strove to knock the guard unconscious with a blow, missing when the sentry turned, again when he knelt to dust off a shoe, and yet again when he bent unexpectedly to sneeze. With every failure, the audience hooted in delight. Kalandra had introduced him to this play, one of Ceylana's comedies, and Kalandra had insisted they attend this performance. But he found no sign of her, and wasn't entirely sure he wanted to look. He longed to be away, alone with some wine, somewhere his annoyance was less magnified by the indifference around him. Such a sentinel, favored by fortune, must meet a fairer snare to be undone. The words were those of one of the play's intruders, pulling a wig and dress from his sack, but they were echoed by a woman behind him. He recognized Kalandra's voice, but turned to behold a stranger. It had been a long while since he'd seen her out of uniform. A winking hairband ornamented her dark, curling hair, lustrous and loose. Ordinarily, she pinned it tightly back. The lantern on the pillar behind set her generously sleeved blouse aglow around her bared neck and shoulders. Flowing pants graced her long legs, and she had donned sandals ornamented with delicate sparkling filigree.
"Well, well," he said, then sketched a bow. "And until now, I thought the view across the lake the finest to be had here. You've set a new standard."
"Flatterer. Sorry I'm late." He offered only an empty hand, turned over as if it were a small matter. "No time to change?"
"The patrol ran long," he replied.
The silence grew between them as he failed to admit he hadn't wanted to make the effort. She appraised him soberly while the audience clapped for the newly feminized actor sauntering seductively up to the guard. Then Kalandra lightly leapt to the wall, patting the stones beside her. He hesitated before joining her perch. She leaned forward and spoke earnestly, in time with the distant actor guard boasting to his female interest while the remaining thief slipped through the archway behind. "None dare these hallowed halls while I stand guard. No other eye is half so keen as mine." The crowd erupted in laughter. Kalandra smiled at him, and her delight penetrated his gloom, softening and illuminating its source.
"You were late because you were losing time with her stones again."
He was so sure of the answer, he didn't phrase the words like a question. She sighed at him.
"Is that what you want to talk about? We're here together. Isn't this a better way to remember Rialla than sitting alone in a dark corner with a bottle and a full measure of resentment?"
The crowd was rocked with laughter in their seats. She always saw to the heart of his thoughts, but he wasn't going to let that deter him this time.
"I'm sick of those damned things. They killed Rialla. The Queen and B'Lan are obsessed with them, and no one can tell where Commander Rennick has gone, except that he's hunting hearthstones."
"The commander always makes it back," Kalandra said confidently.
"Until now he has. Are you going to get lost too?"